This course was designed to give entering freshman students an opportunity to become acquainted with some theory and some circuitry associated with digital design. It was kept to a sufficiently low level so that even students with no background in this area would still be able to understand the theory and perform the accompanying experiments. The students who took this tiny course became very interested in the material when they were made aware of the fact that the use of microprocessor-based devices is pervasive in our lives. Each topic in this course is preceded with an easy-to-understand tutorial, which consists of a presentation of the theory involved and, where appropriate, an experiment demonstrating the use of the digital hardware. To get the students thinking in digital terms, they are introduced to various number systems and the method of converting them from one base to another. After reviewing the structure of the decimal number system, the students are introduced to the idea of base conversions. They become adept at converting decimal numbers to other bases and conversely. The ultimate emphasis is on the binary number system because that is the system used by computers to store instructions and data. Binary notation for large numbers is unfortunately overly long, so the hexadecimal number system is used as a convenience to shorten the notation. The conversion from binary to hexadecimal notation and back again is very straightforward. The students are then introduced to basic electrical concepts and acquainted with the functioning of resistors, light-emitting diodes, and some simple digital devices. Voltage, current, resistance, and Ohm's law are reviewed. The use of light-emitting diodes as true-false indicators are covered. The emphasis then shifts to truth tables for simple combinatorial devices that perform Boolean logic operations of complementing, anding, oring, and exclusive oring. Their attention is then turned to the integrated circuits that implement these logic functions. At this point, the students learn to create truth tables for the binary half adder and also for the full adder. From there, they proceed to the design of a 4-bit full adder. Now they are ready to design, construct, and test a half adder. Using the half adder as a building block, they design, build, and test a full adder. After this, they proceed to design a 4-bit full adder using 4 full adders as building blocks. They test their understanding of this design using a common 4-bit full adder integrated circuit. The course comes to a conclusion with the design of a binary coded decimal counter. This allows the students to integrate their acquired knowledge into a very satisfying, much larger experiment. The above objectives are realized through experimentation with a 7-segment display with a binary coded decimal to 7-segment display driver and a 2-digit binary coded decimal counter. This is related to the idea of counting goods on a production line. This course offers a modest introduction to digital design with a specific intention of not overwhelming entering freshmen. It is a means of giving the students an opportunity to get a feel for computer engineering and to decide if they wish to pursue it as a career. Furthermore, this mini course helps them to start thinking about the ease with which they can learn digital design concepts. The manual for this mini course is available on the website shown here, and if you have any questions, you can get in touch with me using